You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Several vigils for Charlie Kirk are planned for this weekend. One of the largest is expected at the Arizona Cardinals Stadium on Sunday, where President Donald Trump will be in attendance. It comes as a number of services took place for the conservative activists yesterday, including one at UW Green Bay. Organizers say people are affected by political violence in different ways, so they just wanted to have a safe space where people could grieve and spend time together. On Capitol Hill, the Senate approved a measure to designate October 14th as a National Day of Remembrance for Charlie Kirk. That would have been his 32nd birthday. With the Packers back in action and the Brewers heading to the postseason, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding sports fans to look out for fake memorabilia scams. Agency officials say scammers have been posting ads on social media for fake sports memorabilia with high-quality pictures and cheap prices to lure potential victims. The Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to research the company before making a purchase, check for certificates of authenticity, and be wary of deals that seem too good to be true. The SS Badger Car Ferry resumed operations yesterday after being damaged when it hit its sister ship while docking in Ludington, Michigan. Officials say the Badger came in contact with the SS Spartan, which sits in Ludington Harbor in Michigan, just before 7 o'clock Wednesday night. Crews assessed the damage to the Badger to determine what repairs were needed and make sure the ship continues operating safely. The Badger's passenger and vehicle ferry service is back on its regular schedule, taking people and cars across Lake Michigan two times every day. The 410-foot ship originally operated mostly as a train ferry, but became a ferry for passengers and vehicles in 1992. The ship's owners say the SS Badger is the last remaining steamship operating in the U.S. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers traveled to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. Yesterday, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft went down during practice with a knee injury. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich asked if he saw what happened.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be all right, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. Obviously, if anyone goes down that you have as a part of your game plan, you'll have to adjust some things. So we'll kind of see what happens with the injury report and everything like that and what the trainers say, and we'll make adjustments.
It appears to not be season ending. College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paul Newman's daughter, Nell, had some nice things to say about her father's bond with Robert Redford, who passed away earlier this week, saying what her dad loved about Redford was that he was a philanthropist, but he didn't seek a lot of attention for being a philanthropist. She also shared that Redford is the one who inspired Newman to become more charitable and more of an environmentalist. Paul Newman said years ago, Bob was ahead of the game. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you haven't seen the documentary Long Shot on Netflix, check it out. It's only 45 minutes long and tells the story of a Los Angeles man wrongfully accused of murder who has trouble proving his alibi, which was being at a Dodger game. The story is heartfelt, but also makes one realize how easy it is for someone to be accused and how difficult it can be to prove your innocence. The best thing about the film is a certain TV star who comes to the man's aid. The film is riveting and a total feel-good. Check out Long Shot on Netflix. The new season of Saturday Night Live is just around the corner, and the show has announced guest hosts for the first three episodes of season 51. The new season premieres October 4 and will feature Bad Bunny as the show's show's host. This will be Bad Bunny's first time hosting, although he's appeared previously as a musical guest. The musical guest on October 4th will be Doja Cat. Week 2 will feature SNL alum Amy Poehler on October 11th. She will be joined by musical guest role model. Amy Poehler was a regular cast member from 2001 to 2008 and a former Weekend Update anchor. This will be her second solo stint as a host on the show. She previously hosted with Tina Fey in 2015 and hosted solo in 2010. Sabrina Carpenter will pull double duty as both host and musical guest on October 18th. Her album Man's Best Friend just debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200 in August. She's been a musical guest, but this will be Carpenter's hosting debut. Variety has announced its honorees for its annual Power of Women issue. This year's honorees include actress and Oscar and Emmy winner Jamie Lee Curtis, who can currently be seen in Freakier Friday, which is currently in theaters. Oscar-nominated and Golden Globe winner Kate Hudson, who can be seen in the TV show Running Point and in the upcoming Song Sung Blue about the Milwaukee couple who formed a Neil Diamond cover band. Tony Award-winning and Grammy-nominated singer and frontwoman for the Pussycat Dolls, Nicole Scherzinger, is also being honored. And Emmy-winning comedian and writer-actress Wanda Sykes will be honored, along with actress-producer Sydney Sweeney, who is in just about every movie you've seen this year. The issue hits newsstands or your phone October 29th. The awards are also sponsored by Mattel and Lifetime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies for today. Just a stray shower possible late in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, a little better chance for showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low of 60. A better chance for rain on Saturday. Currently, it's 62.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.